this in your closet late at night. And that little creaking sound, and you think you see a shadow in the corner. Yeah, that's me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
And hello, listeners and viewers. Meat Hook Jim here, episode 002 of the Wrestle Horror Podcast. And what would Donnie and I be without our respective spouses? Donnie, what can we expect out of the girls?
Well, they're going to have a very interesting segment because, as you know, they both are basically the backbone of what we do. Terry has supported me in wrestling since 1997. She's been through everything I've went through, all the good stuff, all the bad stuff, all the injuries, all the championship belts, all that stuff. Same with Haunting. You know, she's supported me when I went out and played in the haunt world and stuff. And then when we started our own trail, Haunted Trail, she was on board with that. So, yeah, like I said, all this stuff I'm done, she's been there with me. And so she's picked up a lot of good knowledge on the way. And I'm sure the same as it was with Chris and you. I'm sure she has a wealth of haunting and Halloween knowledge. And they know what we can't do and can do, and they take up the slack on that. So it'd only be fitting that we bring them on for Wrestle Horror and have them doing their own segment. And we're going to call it like the Women of Wrestle Horror. And I mean, it's pretty simple, straightforward. We're going to give them a segment because in haunting, people don't really think about it, but men and women, yes, they're all the same. We all get out there, we all haunt, but there is actually a difference in the way men do certain things in haunting, the way women do certain things in haunting, same as wrestling. Wrestling, men and women are supposed to be treated like equal, and most times they are, but there is those certain things where men are treated differently than women. So we are going to have the women come on and basically put us in our place and give us their perspective and let them do their own segments to where they could, you know, we're going to have women come on for interviews and to where they could interview the women, to where we could all learn, and then maybe they could teach us some stuff as well. And it's going to be a great time, and I'm really looking forward to this segment.
Well, you know, I've got to agree with you, Donnie. I don't know where I would be without Chris's support ever since we got back together. And even way before we got married, she was always there for me in the haunting business. And beyond that, it's just been years and years. She just didn't know it at the time. But I wouldn't know what to do without her. She helps me so much with my business, and she's always there behind the scenes. And now is her chance to have a little bit of the spotlight.
Oh, yeah. They deserve it.
So,
well, thank you, Donnie.
Thank you.
So, ladies, let's start with the wrestle part. Terry, what can we expect out of a segment with you two?
All right. So, as Donnie was saying, we've been together since I was 17 years old. So, I've been with Donnie my whole life, practically. Friends before that, even at a younger age. So, to see us grow and develop together and what we've accomplished in the wrestling world, I feel it's an amazing journey. A lot of people don't know that I have been there since day one. We were sitting on his mom and dad's couch, and this commercial came on with Bull Miller with the cheesy music and the, do you want to be a wrestler? Come train with me, you know. And Donnie at the time was my fiance, and he's like, I'm going to do that. And I'm like, this non-athletic guy that eats cheesy poof and watch football is cheesy going poof. To be a wrestler.
Yes, another place that loves cheesy poofs.
Cheesy poofs. So I was like, if you're going to do it, let's go for it. So as he trained hard. I was there almost all the time with him. So watching and learning. Got in the ring a couple times. Roadblock, one of the trainers, big guy, love him to death, but he stepped on me and didn't like that too well. Donnie body slammed me and is like, this hurts. So, you know, I don't want to be a wrestler. Right. But what I did learn is how to be an announcer, how to run music, how to run camera. I put up rings. I took them down. I was hustling right along beside him during his wrestling journey. So I've learned just as much as him on the wrestling side. I know, you know, promoters, how they didn't appreciate his talent, didn't pay him or paid him in hot dogs and or attaboys. And that wasn't right. So, you know, when it came down to Donnie no longer being able to wrestle, still having that itch, I was like, look, I want to do it, but if we're going to do it, let's agree to do it family friendly, because the woman side of it, I was not able to take my kids to Cleveland to watch him wrestle because people wanted to legit kill him or stab him. I had to sneak him and Sheiky and some other wrestlers out the back door in my minivan a few times up in Cleveland or in Dayton and Springfield, you know. Cause,
that just means I was doing my job good. That's all.
Yes, he was a heel, and everybody hated him, including myself, because I don't like Shane Dorsey. I was like, so during that time period, I've learned a lot. I also know the side where I was the fiance, I was the wife, and they're in gimmick. So I'm not at that time. I'm not related to him. I'm not able to be like by his side and be that part of it. Like I have a separate journey than him. So being that girlfriend or the wife of a wrestler, that's a different outlook. You feel left out. You feel there's a lot of emotion sometimes, you know, you have the responsibility of the family. So I like to contribute on how to balance all that and how to not be resentful that your husband's out on that road, doing that hustle, living his dream, you know, cause it can be beneficial for both, I think. And I feel like I can contribute to that part.
Absolutely. You know, I couldn't see you two apart as long as I've known you, which hasn't been that long. You two are, you know, as thick as thieves and, you know, just as much about the business as he does. So if something were to happen to Shank.
Yeah. If he was to get shanked, I could take over New Ohio. Would I want to? No, not at all. That is a beast. I'm very proud of how he handles, cause that's a lot of different personalities. I mean, as a wrestler, you have the wrestler personality, you know, you have your Shank Dorsey, which I don't like. You have him as a person, Donnie Hoover, who is a teddy bear, and I love him to death. So you have, you know, all the different personalities, you have different promotions and different areas that you cannot run in because it's their area. And he is able to build on that relationship and makes New Ohio successful.
New Ohio has been great. You guys have been very gracious ever since I came on board as a ring announcer. But let me move over to Chris now. Chris, tell them what you do, honey.
Bring it, girl.
Too much there. Well, what I do now, see what I did there? What I do for now is I've personally appointed myself as the resident ding-a-ling.
And you're very good at it.
I've never had a better ding-a-ling than you.
I started out as just Terry's tag-along and annoying person.
Never.
Being Terry kind of on the ground while she ran around pushing her hair back behind her ears, wondering what to do next while chasing after the hurricane. So I appointed myself as the hurricane chaser. The storm chaser, yes. Which was fun for a bit until I lost her and panicked. Terry's like, she'll show back up, relax. Now, this hurricane is about 5 years old, and she's very hyperactive. Then I became the local muscle at the door, taking tickets. And I did well with that, and I just wanted to do more. So we went to the Arnold, I got to play ding-a-ling, which was the bell ringer. And I absolutely loved it. I fell into a position there that just, I think, started something within me. And when I got started into wrestling, it was all Jim's fault. back when we were dating, I was about 18, 19 years old. We dated for about a year. And we were watching wrestling on the couch one day. And next thing I know, we ourselves were wrestling, you know, as teenagers would do. And, you know, we're not going to go into how that ended up because I always lost.
But the true testament, how many couches and how many beds have you broken? Because I've got numbers.
We broke a coffin once.
Oh, fun.
we're not going to go into that. technically, I guess you could say I've known of Jim for 40 plus years, and I'm not that much older. Star Wars got our start back in 1977, May 25th. I started to say 1925 and really date us. May 25th, 1977. But, you know, I've always loved horror, and horror has always been my thing. And I started out going to wrestling when I was about 15 years old at the local auditorium. Really kind of liked that, but I really kind of liked horror even better. And it's, I always got into the whole heel because of the makeup and the whole attitude and the darkness and everything. And that's kind of followed through to today. And I really kind of love characters like Rosemary and the Abyss and Crazy Steve and all those kind of wrestlers. And so I guess this whole wrestle horror thing coming about has just sucked me right in. So I kind of want to see where this plays out, and I'm excited to be a whole big part of it now. And little bit of spotlight says nothing, Jim. You have no idea. You introduced me to it. Now you're going to pay for it.
Right. Yeah, and
just saying.
The thing that you're going to be most valuable is your vast knowledge of haunting, because you probably have more haunting knowledge than me and Terry combined.
Well, that's okay, because I respect you guys, and you guys have just kind of become a part of me in the fact that I respect the both of you for what you do and how you have persevered through everything that has gone on in your lives. And I'm not talking just wrestling. You have garnered so much respect for me where it comes to like the hurricane and your children and everything that you have gone through in life. I look at you guys like you're still 30 years old. I'm like, how do you do it by 30?
I wish I was 30.
I don't feel it.
Me neither. You gave me something to look forward to in the wrestling industry. And that's why I'm just excited to be a part of it. And I'm looking forward to more of it. So I actually considered putting on this big mask for this part of our intro. And I was going to be the, what did I say? My name was going to be Ion.
Ion.
It was a big I.
Well, go
Ion.
Ahead.
My go eye ahead. On you. On. What, Jim?
Go ahead and put it on.
All right. I'll be right back.
I found this mask at, actually at Walmart of all places a couple of years ago.
Nice.
I mean, anything horror related, if I see something, I'll buy it. And this was one of those things that was cheap, and here it is.
Nice.
Oh. Okay.
I now have my eye on you.
That's great.
You know,
I'm creepy, aren't I?
You're going to have to bring that to the next wrestling event.
I was going
to
say, yes.
Like randomly put it on every now and again.
I can do that. Maybe I can freak out Peachy.
You know, and the thing was, that thing was maybe $5. I don't think it was that much.
Oh, nice.
But it's just there, and it is funny, you know?
That's my horror contribution.
Right.
She is my right hand and sometimes my left hand. I don't know what I'd do in my business without her. So I'm glad to have her as a part of this podcast, because we are going to make something out of this.
All four of us. We're going to make something so huge that nobody's ever seen the likes of it.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, out there, I mean, yeah, a lot of people love wrestling. A lot of people love horror and haunting, but you don't see anything to where it's a combined. I mean, there's lots of people that love it all together, but there's no one-stop shop, I guess, one segment or one place, except for maybe a horror convention where the wrestlers come and get their signed autographs and all that stuff. And that's what we're trying to do, you know, taking our passions and our loves and just putting them together. And I think it's going
to
be a good thing.
Our autographs too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but also, if there's somebody out there that is not into the haunt or scare, I can talk firsthand, because I was not. I did not want anything to do with haunt or anything scary. I grew up watching wrestling, like a privilege. I lived out in the country. We didn't have cable. It wasn't out there back when I was a kid. So I'd have to go to my uncle's house to watch it. But to watch scary movies, that's a no for me. So I have learned to love and appreciate it. And now I don't know what I would do without it. So if you're somebody that doesn't like scary, You can come to the dark side. It's okay.
We have it's funny that you would say that, because Jim grew up hating horror movies, just absolutely hating them. Now he's the king of them. So we've been in several movies ourselves in various different aspects of these movies. And just to hear him say he wouldn't even look at them, even the covers of them, without binging. Yeah.
It's the truth. And I actually was just getting ready to bring that up. I could not watch a horror movie until I was an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I just could not do it. Odd as it sounds, I mean, I'm the, you know, one podcast called me the master of fear when they interviewed me at one point in time, the professor of fear or something like that. But the bottom line is I couldn't watch a horror movie. They would scare the hell out of me. But now I watch a horror movie and I laugh, or I go, that's an interesting way to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns to me and says, figuring out how to hide a body. They don't call me the Lady of Darkness for nothing.
So it's, you know, bless you guys for wanting to do this. I see, you know, there's a lot to be offered to a lot of people. We just got to get to that audience. And mm-hmm. I think this is a great way to do it, because they are somewhat combined. Wrestlers love horror. I mean, for example, was it Dark Star Matt Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
He's got horror tattoos all over himself. There's, you know, wrestlers on the indie scene that just thrive on the horror aspects, and
conversely, the Haunters thrive on the wrestling aspect. When you stop talking about it, they really do.
Oh yeah, in a lot of ways, it's one and the same, more than people realize.
Yeah.
It's one family. Whether you're in the haunt world or you're in the wrestling world, it is one family. And that's in both industries. That's one thing I love. If I need something, I know I can go to any wrestler and they're going to be there for me, you know. And if I need something from the haunt, you know, I know who I can go to because we're family.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing I learned about the wrestling aspect when I first came to my first event, when I was nervous, I was terrible announcing, but you know, everybody gave me support and said, hey, it's great. But, you know, what really blew my mind was the camaraderie with the wrestlers. I mean, mm-hmm. I walked into the locker room and everybody introduced themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
You know, yep. And it's just like, wow, this is something I didn't expect being a fan.
Right.
To that point. And, you know, it's the same in the haunt industry. When I've worked at different haunts, people introduce themselves. They naturally gather together with a mutual love of whether it be wrestling or horror. And that's what makes wrestle horror such a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm done tooting my own horn.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Just because I'm the host doesn't mean I got to always toot my horn.
Yes, it does.
It was Donnie's idea. And these two ladies, we wouldn't know what to do without them.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's for sure.
We would be lost. So I'm going to close out this episode by saying thank you. Please stay tuned, because after this episode, we're getting into the meat and potatoes of wrestle horror. And we're going to take it from there. Donnie, any last words?
Just like you just said, we're going to start getting into more topics, more interviews. I'm actually legit interested and excited for the Women of Wrestle Horror segment, to get them women, get the knowledge out there, because, you know, there may be stuff to where, like, even Terry and Chris both, we could be interviewing somebody, they may pick up some pointers that they hadn't thought of or something they didn't know, which is why I wanted to do this. I'm a big learner. I love to learn. I'm always trying to learn something. So I'm going to bring in as much knowledge from different people that I can, so we can all learn together. And I think the women aspect of it is kind of taken for granted or not thought of a lot, as it was back in the day. It's more mainstream now than it was back in the day. But I wanted to add this segment in there. I thought it'd be a great idea when we all talked about it, just to get a woman's point of view, to tell us when we're right, to tell us when we're wrong, which is going to be a lot. And
every day.
Just to have fun with it. I mean, this is all about having fun and learning and talking about what we all enjoy. So I'm looking forward to it.
Ladies, don't be quiet. We'll be coming after you. We'll have a way for you guys to get in contact with us. Terry and I were both looking to talk to everybody who wants to talk to us. So please start thinking of topics you want to talk about. We'll catch up to you.
Yeah, because yep. As a new haunter, there's so much I need to learn.
That's why you
can't
got
wait.
Me, Terry.
I know. It's awesome. Yeah. I've learned a lot already from you, so thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome, and thank you.
Well,
gushy.
Well, let's close out this episode and say thank you. Stay tuned. Lots more to come. Let's have some fun.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram @WrestleHorror. Twitter @WrestleHorror. On our YouTube channel, The Wrestle Horror Channel. Also, you can find us at www.wrestlehorror.com.